The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter. This morning, because of the length of the reading, I invite you to sit and listen as we read the Gospel. Jesus defies convention to engage a Samaritan woman in conversation. Her testimony, in turn, leads many others to faith. I begin reading at verse 5. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews did not share things in common with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get this living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying you have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came, and they were astonished that he was speaking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a great man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way with him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from the city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything that I had ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. She felt rejected. She was full of shame. She felt guilty or dirty. After 18 years of marriage, her husband walked out on her. And what did her husband leave her? But two rebellious teenage boys who were also ready to leave her. A stack of bills, she was hounded by bill collectors, and a broken down body. She felt rejected. She felt lost. Who was she to turn to? She felt like crawling up in a ball, in a corner, or finding a cave and crawling in. She had nowhere to go. She didn't know what to do. Maybe she needed to take some more painkillers. Maybe take them all. Maybe get in the car and drive and don't stop. She felt rejected. She felt lonely. Our gospel lesson this morning is about a rejected woman, a lonely woman as well. This woman had struck out in life, according to society. She had three strikes against her. The first strike was simply that she was a woman. Women in that day and time and in that culture were basically second-class citizens. In many cases, they were considered just the property of a husband or a father or of another man. Women had very few rights. And so that was her first strike against her. She was a woman. The second strike against her was that she was a Samaritan. Many years before, the Assyrians had invaded Israel, or that part of Israel, and they had intermarried with the people who were there, who were now called the Samaritans. And because of that racial impurity, the Jews would have nothing to do with them. And the Jews looked upon the Samaritans as inferior people. That was the second strike against the woman. The third strike against the woman was that she had had five husbands. Now, our gospel doesn't say anything about what happened to the husbands. Maybe some of them died. Maybe others just simply abandoned her. But the other people looked at her as if she were cursed, that she became an outcast. If you notice in this story, she's there getting water at the well at noon. The normal custom was that the women would come early in the day to collect their water for the rest of the day. This woman was not included with the rest of the women. She was not welcome. She couldn't be a part of their laughter. She couldn't be a part of their gossip, except maybe to be the brunt of their gossip. And so the time that she came to the well was when nobody else was there. She was rejected. She was lonely. She had struck out in the life of that society. But yet, Jesus strikes up a conversation with her. Jesus does not reject her. God does not reject anyone. God welcomes us all. God did not make junk, but we are worthy. God has made us worthy in his eyes. We are still lovable, and we are not rejected people. And that's a hard thing for us to remember, even when we are rejected. And unfortunately, rejection's not an uncommon thing. Rejection happens to women, it happens to men, and it happens to children. A few examples. A prominent and successful woman in the community found out secretly that her husband was having an affair. But she couldn't tell anybody because of the shame. And also because if she told anybody else, they would reject her. She was afraid of her standing in the community. A man goes to the doctor and finds out that he has cancer and there's nothing that they can do about it. He's terminally ill. He has 6 months to live, and so he goes home and he is bedridden. And so he can't go out and see his friends anymore. But also, too, his friends don't come see him very often because they don't know what to say. He feels rejected. A junior high student is laughed at because he won't take a sip of whiskey that one of his other friends had found in the parents' liquor cabinet. A man is released from a mental institution, and people stay away from him constantly, as if mental illness is a contagious disease. A woman loses her husband. She's widowed. And she's no longer included in many social functions because she does not have a partner any longer. The list goes on and on. People are rejected. People feel lost. They feel lonely. They feel as if they don't have any friends or anywhere to go. No one to talk to. But God assures us once again, as Jesus moved into this conversation with this woman at the well, as she is parched and she is thirsty for companionship, for friendship, to be included, Jesus offers her water. He offers her living water. Living water that brings new life into her life. So what can we do when we feel rejected? How do we handle that? What are some of the things that we can do? And there are a number of things that we can do when we feel rejected. One is simply to pray. It helps to talk to God. God can take our burdens from us. When we speak of how we feel rejected, or the shame, or the guilt that may go along with it, the loneliness that goes along with it, as we express those emotions to God and what has happened to us, our burden is lifted and God takes that upon His shoulders. And God does listen to us. And God answers prayers. Maybe not always in the way that we expect, but God does answer our prayers. Another thing that we can do is talk to somebody else. Maybe go see a counselor. Counselors are trained, they're licensed. Most of them know what they are doing, and they can help guide you to bring you out of that depression, out of that loneliness, and out of that feeling of being rejected. You can also talk to your pastor or your intern, and even though we are not licensed professionals, we are still there to listen to you and to help guide you spiritually through your crisis. You can talk to a trusted friend or a trusted family member, someone who will listen to you, because even expressing it, even sharing it with somebody else, helps relieve that burden that you may have. Another thing that you may do is find new friends. If you are rejected by your old friends, maybe you can go find some new friends, meet some new people, find some new experiences. There's some things that we can't control. We can't change the behavior of other people if they have rejected you, if they have acted ugly towards you. Sometimes we cannot control that. We cannot change that behavior. But we can change our own behavior. We can change who we are. We can change directions in life. And that will also help pick us up out of that rejection. Or one of the other things to do, and this is probably one of the most helpful things to do, is to help somebody else. There are always people who are around that are also rejected. There's people around who need some assistance. There's people around who need some help of one kind or another. Here in our gospel story, that's one of the things that helps this woman. Is she goes and she does something to help Jesus. She goes into the city and proclaims that a man is out here telling her what she has done. That he may be a prophet. That he may be even the Messiah. She takes on a job to help somebody else out. And her spirits are lifted. If we go and we help other people who need assistance or who need something that they cannot acquire any other way, it helps lift our own spirits. And we can kind of flip this all around and say, all right, what can we do to help those who are rejected? And again, much of the same is the same, such as we can listen to somebody. We can just simply be a friend to someone who is rejected. Part of being rejected is this feeling that you don't have any friends. And so we can be that friend that they don't have. We can simply listen to them with an empathetic ear, to put ourselves in their place and feel what they feel. And it shares their burden. And it lifts them up. Another thing that we can do is pray for them. Again, God listens to prayers. And in expressing our desire to help these people, to help lift them up, it gives us as well a lift and a boost in our faith. And one of the greatest things that we can do is to ask those people who are rejected for help. Here at the well, when Jesus spoke to that woman, he asked for something. He asked the woman, would you give me a drink? Just give me a drink of water. Something as simple as that. But it made the woman feel worthy. Her first question was, why are you even talking to me? Why are you talking to me, a woman of Samaria? A woman who has been rejected. But just in that conversation of asking that woman for a drink, Jesus helps lift her up. And Jesus offers her that living water. Unfortunately, rejection does happen. It comes in small doses sometimes, or sometimes it comes in huge packages. We have all been there. We've all been rejected. Maybe we've been on the other end, but we've rejected other people as well. But God offers each of us forgiveness. He offers us new life. He offers us that living water where we will never be thirsty again. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.